I say this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. Welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's 12:46 a.m. in the morning here. I'm in Columbia, Medellin. And I know I'm a little bit late, but I just wanted to go live just to give on you guys the opportunity to pick my brain. And I didn't want to miss a day. You know, when I'm laying in bed here, you know, as I end my night, I always tend to meditate or think about everything that I'm grateful for. I think about you. I think about the women and men that follow me around the world that's still fighting for their dreams, reading books, starting businesses, trying to be entrepreneur, just trying to better their life. So I just want you to know that I'm your biggest fan and how I present that to you is just by me going live here and giving you the opportunity to have a blatant, just honest, direct conversation with me. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started here. Go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give you guys a shout out. And listen, you can begin to start posting your questions below, okay? I'm looking in the comments right now. Hey, manifestation is power. How are you? Mr. Extravaganza, Jordy, how are you, sir? Billionaire Earl Evan, how are you, sir? Let's go. Hey, Zana Crystal. Hey, Jacqueline, how are you? Jacqueline Stinger. Hey there, Sharma, how are you? Hey, Loretta, how are you? Tammy, how are you? Jordy, hey, what's going on? Hey, Lion, how are you? And, I guess tonight, can I just speak from the heart tonight? If you don't mind, before I start to answer any questions, can I just speak from my heart? I want you to know something, okay? And you probably haven't heard it in a while, but I'm proud of you, okay? Maybe you're not where you want to be, but you're definitely, you're making progress, okay? Am I right? You know, maybe you're not making millions of dollars. Maybe you don't have the body of your dreams. Maybe you're not in love yet. Or maybe you haven't found that person yet. But I'm proud of you because you're still running towards your destiny. You know, when I think back on my personal journey, you know, in my 20s, and I had, you know, my goal was similar to your goal. You know, I just wanted more money, but most of all, I just wanted financial freedom. And you know, when you first begin to switch over from that job mentality into entrepreneurship, you have so many thoughts, you have so many fears, so many challenges. You know, life just can beat you over the head. However, and I want to give this to anybody that's listening that haven't given up, you must keep going. You gotta keep moving forward. Can I get an amen, please? It's Sunday, you know, why not? I mean, you just gotta keep moving forward. You know, I've shared my story so many times on my podcast on the ranch. You know, many of you know that I'm just a young black kid. I grew up on the south side of Houston, Texas. I'm here to you know, if you know, 288 Cullen area, right? I mean, I was surrounded by averageness and poverty for a very long time. I never did well in school. I dropped out of college. Like, if you will rewind back to my 20s, I made a lot of mistakes. And I know some of you have made a lot of mistakes. I know some of you grew up in not the best areas, right? But I share that with you to let you know that there's still a possibility for a person like you to do very well. Does that make sense? You could be a single mom. You have children, no help from the baby daddy. What I want you to understand, maybe you made some mistakes. Maybe you made some bad decisions, young lady. But it doesn't mean that you can't do it, because there's many single women, many single moms that are millionaires, many single moms who are independently wealthy, financially free. Okay? So I want you to know that it doesn't matter where you've been. What matters is where you're going. And to all my men out there, single men, married men, younger men, and older men, listen. You got a great opportunity right now in your life to begin to change. And when I say change, you have a great opportunity to be the best version of yourself. You have the opportunity to be example, to be the best example of what a man's supposed to be to your children, to your wife, to your girlfriend, and just to the world, or just to yourself. I want you to know that you have that opportunity. And the reason why that opportunity is so open, men, because there's so many men that are not even thinking about being the best version of themselves. It's so many men that they just choose to drink, cheat, smoke, and entertain all type of debaucherous, provocative activities that doesn't serve them and it doesn't serve the people around them. It's a lot of men like that. So it's an opportunity for you to be an example of what a man should be. Be an example of what a father should be. Be an example of what a man should be to a woman. I understand some of you men didn't have the best fathers. Some of you men didn't have fathers at all. And some of you men, you didn't have any examples. I get it. You know, I was blessed to have a great example of a good father. He treated my mother very well, and he did his best. And I know some of you men, you don't have that picture. You don't have that example. So sometimes it can be confusing because you don't know what a good man should be. And this is what I'll tell you. For all the men that didn't have a father figure, or maybe not the best version, or a great father that you would like to model a mirror. If you didn't have the best father, become the best father. If you didn't have a great role model, become the role model. Become the man that you wish your father was. Think about that for a second. Okay? Like, become the version that you wanted your father to be, man. Become the leader that you wish your father was. Become it. Okay? So I thought I would just take a second just to share that with all of you. I'm proud of you. You know, I want you to know that. I honestly think that as people, it's just human beings, we don't receive enough credit for the things that we do well. We're always criticized about what we do wrong or what we're not doing. So I want to take this moment to let you know that I'm proud of you, of what you have done. It doesn't matter if you've done a little or done a lot. I'm proud of you that you're doing something. So go ahead and start coming in your questions below here. Let me see if I can answer some questions tonight. What's going on, Wes? What's going well? What's next here? Questions. Talk to me. Oh, happy Easter. Happy Easter, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't know it was Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Happy Easter. Eat some eggs. Crack some eggs. Find some eggs. Enjoy yourself. All right, what's next here, folks? Questions for me. Hey, Virginia, how are you? Rosemary. How would you advise someone to build better discipline in one's life? Yeah, so when it comes to discipline, it's not about building discipline, because discipline itself is not a muscle. It's a way of thinking. It's discipline is an aggregation of choices and decisions. So I would say if you lack discipline, you know, you're not a person that's not disciplined. I'll tell you this. Get around people who are disciplined. Because I'll say this. The reason, more than likely, the reason why you're not disciplined is because you're around people who are undisciplined. Just think about all the friends, King Boris. Think about the people that you're around, your co-workers at your job, the conversations you have. So you have unconsciously surrounded yourself with people who are undisciplined. Okay. So if you just surround yourself with those type of folks, then you just reinforce the lack of discipline that you currently have. So you have to change your environment, my guy. You know, and I talk so much about changing the environment, and I get it. It's very difficult. No, don't think it's easy. The reason why it's hard to change the environment, because you're so comfortable with the people that are in your life. Like, you have people in your life that make you laugh. You have people in your life that similar to you, that can relate to you. Right? You have a good time with these folks, right? Call your friends, your best friends, boyfriend, girlfriend, mama, daddy, whatever. However, when you decide to change, when you decide to change things in your life, you want to be more focused, more motivated, more disciplined, more, you know, you're going to be a bit more serious about what you're doing. You cannot remain in that tumultuous environment, okay? Can't. You can't remain in an environment that's debilitating. Like, you can't stay in the same environment expecting different results. And we all understand that. You do too. But the tough part is, even when you try to leave your friends and try to separate yourself from your family, what tends to happen, you get bored, you get frustrated because, you know, maybe the business is not taking off yet, because that may take years. So you feel alone because now you have nobody, because, you know, millionaires and rich people, they don't want to be around you because you're not rich and successful yet. So you're going to spend a lot of time by yourself. Can I get an amen? Honestly, like, when you're going through that transition from who you are and who you want to be, there's a period that you're going to be by yourself, because rich and successful people, they don't want to hang out with you because you can't do what rich and successful people do. And then you don't want to be around the people who are just like you, because if you stay around these people, then you never evolve. So now you're stuck in this gap called isolation, like you're by yourself. And at the same time, you're trying to build this business. At the same time, you're trying to evolve and develop yourself. All right? It's very frustrating. And this is why people have a very difficult time making progress.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this, if you're not there, just don't give up. You know? It's not going to be easy. And listen, you shouldn't expect it to be easy. It's not. Hey, Tan, discipline is not just doing what others perceive it to be. Find out what works for you, and that's the discipline you need to imbibe to get to your goals. Well, you know, Tan, the only issue with that statement is that people don't know what works for them. Because if they knew what works for them, they'll be doing those things, right? If they knew how to be disciplined, they'll be disciplined. And maybe they do know how, right? But at the same time, they may know how to do it, but they say, well, I can't get myself to do it. So how does that make sense? That's a conflict. So people, they don't know what's best for them, because almost everybody that's on this rant right now, everybody wants to make more money. Everybody wants to be healthier. Everybody wants to find love or feel love from another person. We all have similar goals and similar desires. However, there are different paths to get to those desires. Okay? And the issue with people is, as it relates to finding out what works for them, they're not willing to try anything, because if they try something, if they fail, then they may never do it again. You see all these issues and problems that we have as people? Like, we want more, but we don't want to fail. We want to make more money, but we don't want to invest money. Right? We want to be rich, but we keep talking about how poor and broke we are. See the issues here? I was saying, you got to begin to just go through a process of self-development. So it's like when you're by yourself, folks, if you find yourself alone because you can't find yourself around rich people and you don't want to be around the people that you're very accustomed to being around, while you're spending time with yourself, develop yourself. What do I mean by that? Like, start to develop habits of the person that you want to be. It's very simple. Keep your room clean. Keep your car clean. Read something from a book. Listen to some self-development audio. Work every day on your business, in your company. Work on your communication skills. These are very foundational traits that all successful people have. Like, honestly, working on your communication skills is big. Like, say if you don't know what to start, you don't know what business to get involved with yet, you don't know what opportunity or endeavor to participate in. Okay, well, work on your communication skills. Listen to great communicators. Go to places where you can communicate. Go to places where you can speak. Learn new words every day and begin to inculcate those words in your vocabulary. Okay? It's going to serve you. It's going to serve you. Okay? Some people get rich without turning off the world. Am I wrong? Can't turn it off the world? What do you mean? You mean without isolating? I mean, I don't know. I don't know every rich person on the planet, and everybody has their own story. I don't know. But I do believe this. I believe every person that became successful realized that they can't be around the same people that put them in the position that they're in right now. Like, listen, if you're making $50 or even $100,000 a year, if you want to make $1 million, all successful people that make millions of dollars, they do realize that they can't continue to be around people that make $100,000 a year. I think every successful person will agree with me that there's a point that they had to change their environment. Maybe they didn't isolate themselves, but they put themselves in the environment that breeds success. Some people are that lucky. I wasn't lucky like that. Okay? I wasn't around successful people. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you, Zanna. Can changing of environment change your life? Of course. Of course. Okay? When people ask me, and they do, what's the one thing I can change right now, Wes, to put me on the journey to financial independence? What's the one thing that I can do? And my answer is always the same. Change your environment. Okay? Change the people that you are around. Change the places that you go. Don't go to the dollar store no more. Don't go to Walmart. Okay? Don't go to the bars and the clubs. Refrain. Men, stop chasing women. Okay? Stop going to the barbecues, the family reunions, and the house parties. Stop. Okay? All the things that you have done has created the man or woman that you are today. Do you not realize that? It has shaped you. So many of you want to change your beliefs, but do you not understand that the beliefs that you currently have stem from the people that you talk to, the books that you read, the TV that you watch, the social media that you pay attention to? All this is shaping you, okay, on an unconscious level. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? Change your environment, you'll change your life. Give me some comments below. Does that make sense? Can you share your story on how you multiply your real estate? Are there things you think you could have done better? What's the optimal approach? Well, honestly, the approach that I'm doing right now, I think is the best approach for me. I buy a few houses every year, at least one or two houses. I'm getting ready to buy another home for about $400,000 cash. Because I know what my goal is. See, I think, you know, when you're thinking about real estate, I think real estate is a great place to park your money. But when you're thinking about real estate, you need to have a goal. My goal is not to flip houses. My goal is to play the long-term game. What I want is residual income. Passive income coming in every single month. Okay? So if I'm buying houses and buying houses, you know, once I turn 50 and 60, 70 years old, I have 50 to 100 grand a month coming from my real estate. And I get it. That's not a lot of money, but that's okay. You know, say if I'm 70 years old, but I got 100 in all my businesses, I don't know. Say if they fail, I still got 100 grand coming in every single month for my properties. Make sense? Because houses, real estate never go out of style. As far as people will always have to find a place to stay. It doesn't matter what happened with interest rate. Interest rates are, you know, houses are more expensive, but people still got to find a way to live. And honestly, right now, I think it's a great time to, it's more expensive with real estate, but people can't get loans. So since they can't get loans, they're renting. Like, we're raising all the rent on all my houses right now. All right, so I'm making more money. And right now, since people can't get loans, they don't have access to cash like that. The average Joe, he has to rent. So they pay me that rent. So why would I put $400,000 in the bank just sitting there? No. Let me buy some real estate. So I would say you need to know what your goal is, your outcome. My outcome is just to have passive income. for the rest of my life. Okay? So I can just travel the world and make love to my woman and speak to millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people until the day that I die. Watch my children do well. Take care of my grandkids one day. That's it. Wealthy. Okay? Hey, Terry. So listen, if you want, think about it for a second. How many of you are in your 30s right now? Or even your 40s or 20s? You should find a way to get yourself some real estate. Even if you have to get a loan, even if you have to get a grant. Think about it for a second. The average family don't even make $10,000 a month, okay? And in the United States of America, I think it's $4,000, $5,000 maybe, the average for two people, not one person. So think about it like this. If you're able to get yourself five houses at $200,000 and $250,000 each, okay? If you're able to do that in the next 10 to 15 years, that's $10,000 a month that you know is coming in. That's $10K per month forever. Think about it. If you're making $5,000 a month, right, $6,000, start utilizing your money and be smart with it. Put it into real estate and let it build for 10 to 15 years. You'll never work another day in your life. It's all about the loan game, folks. Got to learn this. It's the loan game, not the short game. When I first started making money, the first thing I did was start buying real estate. Why? Because I didn't know how long the business is going to... you never know. You never know how long the company or the business is going to last. You don't know. So one thing that I did know is that real estate is going to be forever. Because people have to find a place to stay. So I just parked a lot of my money into real estate. And it's paying off. Buying or construction, which one is good for a start into real estate? Like I said, it's whatever you can afford, man. It's what you need to know what your budget is. What's your budget? See what you can afford. If you don't have a lot of cash, go to the bank. See, can you get a loan? Okay, a first-time buyer loan. It's not about which one is the best. It's about, which option is going to work for your budget and your outcome and your goal. You got to have a goal. My goal is $100K per month for my real estate. I'll more likely do that in the next 5 years. Okay? That's my goal. Let me see, Wesley, I can't agree with you more. Changing my lifestyle and thought process back in 2019 did everything for me. As you said, you cannot stop. Keep moving forward. Thank you, Tam. Much love, brother. Let me see, who else we have here? What's next? Can I join the course? Which course are you referring to? Yeah, I have a YouTube automation AI group right now. Yeah, you have to make an investment. But so many people are not taking the opportunity. And that's okay with me. Honestly, I don't want everybody. I want serious people. All right, we just brought in about 20 folks this week. And I don't want everybody. Everybody, because, everybody just not ready for certain opportunities. They may think they are. They're only ready until you start talking about the investment, right? You ever met a person that say, yeah, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, Wes. I'm willing to work. I'm willing to invest. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. You say, okay, what's $10,000? Whoa, 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 whoa. I can't spend $10,000. I don't have that money. Well, but you just said that you're willing to do whatever it takes. So you're lying to yourself. You're just lying to yourself. You're lying to me. You're not willing to do what it takes. And you said, well, I'm willing to do everything except that. Okay, well, you're not willing to do what it takes. And that's fine. Life is going to beat the shit out of you a little bit longer. You'll see. As years pass. As you watch other people progressing while you stand still. Then maybe one day. In your 40s or 50s. And that's what usually happens. People when they turn 40, 50, and 60. Man, they are. They're willing to do whatever. They're very serious because they realize that they get into the end of life. So it's like, man, let me just do it now. What I'm saying, you don't have to wait. Like, I was investing tens of thousands of dollars in my 20s. And a lot of those investments, I never reap any type of income. I didn't get a return. But I thought like this, especially in my 20s. I said, well, what if this is the thing? Like, what if this opportunity, this business, is the business that's going to put me and my family in the best position ever? I used to ask myself that. So I would just invest. Like, if I felt it, it felt good, I just invest. I didn't ask people. I didn't call my mom and say, hey, you think I should do this? Nah, I just did it. I did it. I invested a lot of money in my 20s. And I thank God I did. I thank God that I wasn't skeptical. I thank God that I wasn't unsure, uncertain, or scared. I just did it. Because I always thought, like, what if this is the opportunity that I'm supposed to get involved with that's going to set me free? So I just always took leaps of faith. And as you can see, it worked out. Okay. Next question for me. Thanks for the badges, Sue. How much to join? It depends on what you're trying to join. Questions for me here. See, Scott says, leaps of faith, but smart, safe ones. See, that's why, Scott, nothing against you, but that's the reason why you'll always be broke, your mentality. Because you just said, well, take a leap of faith, but smart and safe ones. You know what's safe? Your job. That's what's safe. I mean, not as safe, but that's safer than starting a company. Listen. If you're looking for safety, and security, you should not start a business. Okay? You shouldn't. Like, if you think, well, I'm only going to get in a smart opportunity. Like, how do you know? How do you know the opportunity is a smart opportunity? How do you know that's the opportunity that you need to be? You don't know. You never know. That's the great thing about business and companies. I've started so many companies, and they failed. I'll share this with you. I created a game and I posted it. It's called Beef and Shots. So what I was trying to do, and I'm gonna be honest with you. Many of you know I have an app called Dream Res. It's a manifestation app. And what I wanted to do, since Kendrick Lamar created this song, or this rap song about Drake, throwing shots at Drake. So I thought, since it was hot, let me create a game real quickly here. I never created a game before in my life. So I went for it. The problem is the game took too long to be constructed, to be created. So it was a flop. But at least I tried. And I'm proud of myself. At least I created my first game. The game is pretty fun, too. You're throwing steaks, beef. You got beef with Drake, so you throw beef shots at him. It was cool. And I created it. You know, I had developers and put it together and we did it in about 3 to 4 days. Next time, got to do it faster. But what I'm saying is, you can't imagine of how many times I have failed in different projects. Okay? So many projects have failed. So what? But if you're looking for safety, you'll never win. You'll never win big. You know, many of you, you know, when the person is getting ready to jump off some high, you know, see if they're in the air and they look down, but they see a safety net. So since they see the safety net, they jump because they know when they jump, they're going to be okay. But imagine jumping without a safety net. Most of you won't jump. Well, that's entrepreneurship. Jumping without a net. You got to jump and you got to create the net on the way down, or you have to create and put that parachute together as you're falling down to the ground. And I get it. You know, most of you, I mean, none of us, most of you are not going to jump because you need a safety net. There's no safety net in business, unfortunately. What's next? What's next? Prince Brown, hey Mia, how are you? Evelyn B, how are you? Any more questions for me, folks? Are you guys getting value here tonight? Let me know. Comment below if you're getting value. Let me see some comments. Okay. Start typing in the chat box below here. I'm looking. Hey, Gina. Gianna Renee, how are you? Yeah, Scott, you keep saying that you want to become healthy and in shape, but you leave these comments every night for the past years, man. So you say you want it, but you don't. Or you don't want it bad enough. And that's okay. But that's why you're not making progress. Hey, Garcia, how are you? What do you do with the people at your job that doesn't like you? Fuck them. Fuck them. If you got coworkers, teammates, peers that don't like you, fuck them. So what? Okay. The co-workers, are they paying you and are they signing your checks? No. So why do you care? Let them hate you. Any advice want to find my niche, King? My God, try something, man. Just get out there and do something, folks. Wes, send me a course link in my DM. Nope. You know, if you want something bad enough, you got to find a way to get it. I'm not going to send anyone any links to nowhere. If you want access to a millionaire, you want to change your situation, you got to fight for it. Do whatever it takes. Oof. What's next? Next question here. And I hear some of you men, you might say, I've come so far, Wesley. You know, I was talking to a guy, what was that, last night? You know, a lot of men, they always talking about how, oh, I came so far, you know, you should see how I was before. But that's bullshit. You know, when I say it's bullshit, what I mean is Man, there are levels to this. There's levels to life. And what you're thinking that you want somebody to clap for, and you want some, oh, I came so far because I changed this in my life. So what? A lot of you men are doing average things, and you think that's above average shit. Some of you men brag about, oh, I take care of my kids. So? You're supposed to, dummy. Some of you men are like, well, I stopped smoking. Well, you're supposed to. I'm so proud of myself. I stopped using drugs. You're supposed to, dummy. You're not supposed to use drugs. Many of you men, you have such low standards. And it's the truth. And you want accolades and awards for this? No, not at all. No, Sersky. Because you're not a kid. Yeah, maybe if I had a little baby, starts to walk, I'm proud of it. If the little baby can say his ABCs, I'm proud of him. You're not a baby. I'm not going to be proud of you because you're 2 weeks sober. So what? Okay. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, this guy's so amazing because he finally stopped putting greasy food in his mouth and now he's working out. Come on. Really? You have any Telegram group? No. What's next? Man, hey, Ruth. Man, I just want you to raise your standards because I'm going to be very honest with you, man. There's no competition out here. It is so many, and women will agree with me. There's so many men out here that are just so average. And not just average, below average. Hundreds of millions of men, just below average men. I was watching TikTok and I don't know. It's one of those gold digger videos. And the guy can't even speak proper English. He's sagging his pants. You can see his underwear. I mean, I'm like, and you expect a woman to take you seriously if she has an attitude? You upset at her? Look at yourself. Like, who dressed you this morning? Right? I remember going to the mall and grown-ass man, black man, his pants, literally with a belt, was on his thighs. His butt exposed. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm like, who does that? I just don't even understand it. Like, who puts on their pants and just pull their pants up to their thighs and put a belt around it? Walking like a penguin, butt exposed, at the mall. I'm like, what? All I gotta say, it's just no competition out here, man. So if you want to become a capable man like myself or a high value individual, there's no competition. It's easy. Every woman will want you. I'm telling you, 100%. Because the pickings for men is just low, man. Just, you know, men don't even work out. Men don't even work out. You know, the average man that actually works out and actually have a nice body, 1%. Men just don't care. Fat, overweight, just don't even care. It blows my mind, honestly. Even some rich men, fat, overweight. I mean, it's just no competition out here, honestly. Okay? No competition. I feel bad for the women. Women just, you know, they almost forced to settle because there's nothing out there. Men are so predictable these days, right, women? The average man can't even manage his sexuality, like his sexual desire. Can't manage it, man. He just can't. Oh, I want to have sex. I want to fuck. Oh, I want to do that. That's the only thing on his mind. That's it. Sex. I watched a TikTok video these dumbass men. This one guy flew a girl out. You know, I guess he saw it on Instagram and he decided to fly her to his city. And the girl did not want to give him any, you know what? And he upset about that. I flew you out and you don't give me nothing. I'm like, really? I mean, really? Do you honestly believe that just because you fly a woman out, if you do something nice for a woman, does she have to reciprocate with her vagina? I mean, really? Honestly? Blows my mind. And even if you think that way, you shouldn't even communicate it. Don't say it publicly because you look stupid. Like, that sounds so dumb. Men think, well, I took you out on a nice date at a steakhouse, so, you know, you should come back to my house so we can have consensual sex. Really? Because of a $200 steak dinner? I mean, come on, men. But men are like this, man. I'm telling you, it's just insane. They try to buy women's bodies, you know, and then they get upset about prostitutes, OnlyFans, women, and Instagram models, but you're making it transactional. Because you think because you do something for a woman, then she has to reciprocate with her body. Because you can't manage your own sexual desires. You don't know, a man that get all the vagina that he wants? The man not focused on it. The man not even thinking about it. The man that just having a good time with a woman. He get it all day long, if he want it. Next question for me here. Unfortunately, men just have bad role models, man. Their role models are basketball. It's just the truth, though. Their role models are basketball players and maybe actors or, you know, football players, rappers, because they're the people that's talking about, you know, when they get with a woman, the woman sleeps with a friend. But no one talks about what the guy did, you know. No one talks about the rapper and how he probably cheated every single day on the girl. And she just got fed up and she sleeps with his friend. And now she's going to get persecuted. But what about the man that did all the damage and all the bullshit? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So now men be like, yo, see, oh, man, can't believe that girl. See, she slept with that guy's friend. That's fucked up. I mean, come on. Stupid can you be? You got bad role models. Man, let me be your role model, okay? I'm a good guy. Listen, I'm not a nice guy, but I'm a good man, if that makes sense to you. I'm not a nice guy, but I'm a good man. So if you want to follow somebody, you follow me. Because I understand something about life. You know, whatever you do in life, there are consequences. Consequences are just not negative. Like if you work your ass off, you believe in yourself, and you work towards your dreams, there's highly likely that you're going to accomplish them. That's the consequence. If you smoke and drink for 20, 30 years of your life, it's highly likely that you're going to have issues, medical issues, as you get older. That's the consequence. That's it. Okay? So me, I just decide to think about what I do. I think about what I do and what I say and who I choose to be around. Because I know there are consequences. And if I do decide to do something that's wrong, I guess, immoral, whatever, I'm aware of the consequences. That means if something happened, I'm not going to be shocked. So many men are shocked. What? I can't believe this happened. Oh, my God. What are you talking about? You can't believe it happened. You the one did the bullshit. I had a friend. Not a friend, but an associate. This dummy. And this man was 30-plus years old. This dummy a girl, some random girl told him, say, hey, give me, she like the hookup girl. Give me $200 a month and your rent's going to get paid. Your life's going to get paid. You won't pay any of that at all. You just give me $200 a month. And when I heard this, I said, are you stupid? Are you dumb? I said, where are the money coming from? Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she's doing her thing. I don't know. I mean, he was acting like a dumbass. I mean, I'm like, what? Really? Obviously, this woman is stealing. Obviously, she's using somebody's credit card. And then 6 months later, you know what happens? Of course. He gets kicked out of the car, but he loses his car. And his credit's fucked up. I mean, I'm like, did you not know this was going to happen, my guy? I mean, and the sad part about it, you know what's so sad about the people that take hookups? Some of these people don't even need a hookup. Like, the man had a job, good job, making good money. I mean, he still did the dumb shit. And then it took him forever to get a car. It took him forever to get a place to stay. It was insane. You know, men just make bad decisions, I swear to God. What's next? Hey, Wesley, I read and think in Grow Rich You Will Be Rich, Napoleon Hill, about what? The transmutation of energy, but I didn't quite understand how to do it. Yeah, transmutation of sexual energy means to basically avoid sex, like avoid it. Well, whatever gender that you enjoy having sex with, avoid it. And that same energy and desire will be transmuted into some other area of your life. Some people, they go to gym. They work out hardcore. They're not having sex. So all that energy, all that, they release it in the gym. Some people release it in their business, okay? So that's what transmutation means, okay? What's next? You give game points plays all day. You change my life, big bro. Anything I want or I need, progress. Can I give you some advice, my guy? I need you to learn how to type and write properly. Jordan Peterson said this. I didn't say this. Jordan Peterson said this. He said a man or a woman needs to learn how to write, read, and speak. If you're able to do those three things, you are deadly. Okay, so you need to learn how to write properly. Hey, Naren, how are you? Smash the like button if you're getting some value here. Women, I don't hear you. Comment the word value if you're getting value. Taking notes here. Take notes. Okay. What's next here? Questions for me. Next question here. You know, I've discovered that men need me more than women. Honestly, women, I love women, but you know, men need me more. They do. Because men need to learn how to become men. And you know, I understand that everybody has their own definition about what a man is. But I think my definition. You know, listen, the man that you want to be, whatever man you are right now, if you're getting what you want out of life, then I would say continue to be that man. But if you're not getting what you want out of life, then there's some things that you need to work on, man. Okay? Period. And maybe your definition of a man is jaded a bit. How to build million-dollar businesses. One day at a time, Stefan. We can do workouts from home to build our bodies too. Absolutely, Nava. I agree. Why does having sex and dealing with women stop a man from getting rich? When a woman can be your helper and help you get rich. What has it worked out for you, Scott? Like, ask yourself that question. Because I'm pretty sure I'm fairly sure you're still having sex. So how much money in your bank account? How's that working for you? The issue with men is they want it to work for them. Like, they want to still deal with women and be rich. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's highly likely that any of you are going to ever do it. Because you don't realize the distraction that women bring to a relationship with a man. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's a distraction. Sex is a distraction. How is it not? Right? Come on. Dealing with a woman is a distraction. Listening to her, she's emotional. I mean, what are you talking about? So many of you men are just, oh God, just so uneducated. It's like, I'm just, like, why can't you repudiate women? You know, I think it's, and women, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's highly unattractive to a woman if a man can't repudiate her, like reject her or tell her no. First of all, women want men what they can't get. Women want men that they feel is better than them. Women like men that are more disciplined than them. Women like men that are more intelligent than them. Come at a man below women, if I'm right. That's what women like. Women like a man that eat healthy, even though she eat like shit. She's like, damn, he eat healthy. I guess I need to eat healthy too. Come on. She don't want a man that can't manage his own sexual desires and he broke. Come on. How are you going to be broke, have all these addictions and vices, but you trying to have sex with everybody? Does that even make sense to you? Men, wake up. How do you find calm in chaos? Meditate. Meditate. Man, I hope you're taking notes. Do you have Bitcoin? I do. How can I be more assertive? Get around more assertive people or get around more assertive men. Okay? Listen, you know, I'm not trying to be cocky or arrogant here. But women want to date a man like me. So, you know, men, when you ask questions, I say, well, what do I need to do to get more women? What do I need to do to attract? What do I need to do? Well, be more like me. Pay attention to what I'm doing. Pay attention to how I speak. Pay attention to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Pay attention to my habits. I post my life every day on Instagram. Okay? You want to be the type of man that women admire, they adore, they think about, they dream about, they lust about? Because that's me. Be like me. I'll be a better version than myself. It's that simple. Like, I'm giving you the sauce. Stop focusing on the women. Focus on yourself. Because a woman likes a man that focuses on himself. Women adore a man that takes care of himself. Women like a man that puts himself first. Okay? Women love a man that has standards, that has boundaries. Man, you don't have no boundaries at all. A lot of you men that's listening right now, you just bitch and complain all day about women, about everything, about your job, about the money you make, about all the things that you do. I mean, what woman want to be with a man that say, oh, I just can't be disciplined. I don't know why I just can't get motivated. I don't know. I just can't. I mean, what woman wants that? You think that turns women on? How you can't be a disciplined man? How you can't keep yourself motivated? How you lack focus? How is that attractive, man? Think. This shit is checkers. This is not chess. It's checkers. Jesus. So your opinion on, oh God, pimps? We're talking about pimps now? Oh God, I'm not even asking this question. Can you please do a guided meditation for us? Soon, Jordy, soon. Wesley, you do talk about women these days. I talk about women? What do you mean I talk about women? Man, listen, I'm only having a conversation with you guys based off the questions that you're asking me. And unfortunately, you guys always want to ask me about something that pertains to women or men and how we interact with each other. So that's on you. It's on you guys. I don't see any questions about money. I don't see any questions about manifestation, mindset, at all. Hey, Victoria, how are you? I see a question about pimps and hoes. Does that even make any sense? You know, why ask? I mean, that don't even make any sense, you guys. Ugh. But, you know, I'm here to answer anything that you want to talk about. I'm here to make a contribution. That's it. We could talk about anything because I'm wealthy. I'm rich. I don't care. I'm here to help. Wesley, women don't care about money. The richest man still gets heartbreak. First of all, Oscar or Oscatch, you need to learn how to write English. The richest man still gets heartbreak? That doesn't even make sense. What's next? I wish to God I can have one man on these rants that uses correct English and grammar. I swear to God, like 90% of men on my rants, unfortunately, cannot write nor speak proper English. Women, almost all of them speak well. Almost every woman that's on my rant speak well. They write well. Okay. The men, I mean, just look at the comments below. You just read the comments. Men are just lazy in language. They're just so lazy. Can't even take a second to read what you have written and to ensure that the periods are in the right place and the commas are in the right place. You capitalize the proper words. And you wonder why you can't. You know why? And correct me if I'm wrong, women. You know why I believe some women ghost men? Because of how you text. Can you imagine a 40-year-old man texting WYD? What you doing? WYD, you're 40. WYD, what you doing? I mean, are you a fucking kid? And you wonder why she's not responding to you.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Me, personally, I text proper always to my children, to my woman, to anyone. Because I just can't do it. Like, if I make a mistake, I'm going to correct myself, obviously. But I am not lazy in language. I am not lazy when I communicate, even when I write or speak at all. I'm not saying I don't make mistakes, but I correct them. And I am very conscious when I write our text.
Okay. What's next? What are the habits you had when you were creating the product that made you a millionaire?
Yeah, Lucas. One habit was I meditated a lot. I visualized what I wanted, and it came to pass.
Hey, Amina, how are you? Any more questions for me before I let you go? What's next? Slim bands, are you? Wes, was it your criteria for buying your two homes? What was your criteria? What prompted you to buy in Colombia?
I mean, why not? I have a company out here. I have people that work for me out here. I love Colombia. I've been to Colombia many times. It's nice. Weather is perfect. People are perfect. And it's very inexpensive. And I can separate from the masses. Masses meaning America. So it's great.
But eventually I will have five homes around the world. Personal properties, of course. Did you see my question? If you don't mind, can you comment your question again? I didn't see it. I just feel like a woman is here to be a man's helper.
Yes, but a woman should not help a man that's broken. Like, if you're financially broken, no woman can help you, and a woman should not help you. No. You got it twisted. That's like my daughter helping me with my finances. My daughter's 19 years old. I'm her daddy. It is not her responsibility to tell me, well, Dad, you shouldn't spend money because you're broke right now. What are you doing? Dad, why are you drinking so much? What's going on? Well, Dad, why are you eating all this pizza and you're fat and you're overweight? What's going on? You need to watch your diet. Does that make sense? So why should a woman help you with your finances? Why should a woman have to tell you to get off the goddamn game and work on your opportunity or your business? Why should a woman have to tell you to go to the gym and work on your... Come on. Come on. A woman should help, but not babysit. Ooh, can't get amen to that. A woman should help a man, but not babysit a man. Okay, you're not your babysitter. Women are not on this planet to babysit men. Okay? She is not your nanny. Okay?
When putting yourself into new environments, how do you get over the fear of the unknown? You just got to deal with it. You're going to adapt to it.
You will eventually adapt. Yeah, there's a lot of unknown, but within the unknown, you're going to find your treasure or your destiny. Okay?
What's next here? What's next? What if she wants to read? What if she wants to and give you a big bankroll?
Well, she's just stupid, okay? She's silly. Any woman that's going to give him a man that's financially broken, and if she gives him a ton of money, she the silly one. If you are a woman, and I'm going to make this very clear, and I'm going to be very direct. If you are a woman, you're taking care of your man financially, you're the silly one. You're dumb, okay? Like, if you're taking care of a man, paying his bills, you know, you're the one that's wearing the pants, you're the silly one. And you'll find out in a few years. You're the dumb one. You're trying to take care of a man like he's your son, you're the silly one. And you'll find out soon enough.
Wes, what do you think about investing in Bitcoin? I don't think anything about it. I don't follow it. I don't study it. What's next? Wesley, do I have to constantly have the positive affirmations in my mind? If there are moments when I lose my doubt, do I ruin everything? when you lose your doubt? Lack of communication skills, folks. Look,
I would rather, if you can't communicate properly, men, I'm talking to men very specifically right now, I want you to write what you want to write me in the comment below, and I want you to go to ChatGPT, open.ai.com, okay, open.ai.com, and I want you to write these, rewrite whatever you just wrote, okay? So when you're writing that broken English in the comment selection below, I want you to go to ChatGPT, and I want you to write the words, rewrite, period, whatever you're trying to write me. And ChatGPT is going to organize those words, those letters, properly into a proper sentence so I can read it, okay? Do that for me, please.
Some must come from this life and street, so what?
Man, honestly, I'm sick and tired of you making excuses. Well, I came from the streets. That's where I grew. So? You know, I was watching TikTok the other day. It's this young man and, you know, that stupid pop the balloon game. It's insane. I don't know why people sign up for this. So it was these men. It's this young man and you have all these women. You have to pop the balloon if you think the man is unattractive, whatever. So this man walked in, a couple of balloons popped. And then the young lady, she gave it to him. When I say she gave it to him, she explained and articulated why this man was not going to be her first choice. And this man, when he started to speak, he sounded like a fifth grader. You know what I mean? Well, I come from, this is how he talk. And he's a grown man, by the way. Well, I come from, you know, this is where I come from. This is how I talk. And this is where I come from. This is how I talk. This, you know, I come from the hood, baby. You know what I'm saying, baby girl? A grown-ass man. This woman, she speaks very well. You know what she told this man? She said, I don't like the way that you speak. Your vocabulary is low. And his response is, well, I come from, this is how people talk. You know what I mean? You shouldn't put me down because I talk. I mean, I'm like, what? And then he had the nerve to say that he went to college and have a degree. A degree in what? Failed communication? It's like men don't get it. And man, I'm talking to you from the top of your heart. And I get it. You know, listen, I wasn't raised in the environment where people spoke well. You know, 20 years ago, I had a different type of dialect. I didn't know how to organize words properly. I didn't know how to articulate myself. Okay? At all. I had to learn. But I could not use, just because I was raised on the south side of Houston, Texas, that since I was raised there and I spoke that way, that people or women should accept me. Come on. You cannot. You have to evolve, men. Because if you don't evolve, women will expose your insecurities. Okay? And you're going to be upset. And you're going to be upset at her, and you shouldn't be upset at her. You should be directing, and you shouldn't be upset at anyone. You should be working on yourself. You should just become aware and say, you know what? She's right. I need to work on my communication skills. I need to learn how to speak properly. Okay?
So you used to talk slang and different when back in the hood in younger days?
Of course. You know, it's just, I used to say, I wasn't like a hood, like a gangster. However, I definitely can speak the way that I'm speaking today. I had to learn, I had to educate myself. Okay?
And I didn't go to college.
Now you talk differently. Yes. Absolutely. And I learned this in my 20s. Like, I figured this out in my 20s. Some of you are in your 30s and 40s and you still don't get it. Talking like you're still 16 years old. Come on. It was so funny. My son, he had a birthday and all his friends came to my place in Houston. You know, we always get together. I like his friends. They're cool. And they're all 18, 19 years old, right? They're all getting ready to graduate. And obviously, they're all fascinated by me because they love my car. They like my place. And they're like, man, Mr. Virgin, what do we have to do to be successful? So, of course, you know, I'm always willing to share the gems. So I said, read these books. He said, as a matter of fact, I want you to read this chapter and write a report for me tomorrow. One of them. Because one of the boys, they were very interested in advancing his life. Or it appeared that he wanted to advance his life and make more money. Okay? And I said, okay, read this chapter. And tomorrow, I want you to write me a short essay or paragraph about it. Okay? Do you know, when I read that, this is a truth. I cannot make this up. This man is 18 years old. When I read it, I thought I was reading an essay that a fourth or fifth grader wrote. I swear to God, I mean, it blew my mind. And I'm thinking to myself, what are they teaching children in school? They can't even write. 19 years old, can't even write properly. Looks like a fifth grader. Like if you would have, it's, oh God. It blew my mind, honestly. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, oh God. Oh. McDonald's, here you come, right? You know, Target, Walmart. That's why one of the first things I did as far as when I was raising my children, teaching them how to communicate was necessary. That was imperative. Teaching them how to speak properly and how to write. I used to make my children do workbooks during the summertime when they were small. They hated it, but I would make them do it. I would go to the library. We would go together. If they were going to the third grade, we would get books for the third grade. If going to the fourth grade, they would get books for the fourth grade. I remember I made my son, because he had a little issue with letters, or I would make him write his ABCs over, and he would be crying in tears because I would make him do it 50 times, 100 times until he got it right because he had an issue writing properly. But now that boy can write super well. The way that he texts me, he knows how to articulate himself. He speaks very well. And my daughter, all my daughters, talk to them. Excellent conversationalist. Okay? What's next? What about the rap music? All the gangster lifestyle stuff and pimp stuff and hoochie lifestyle. How do you feel about that for people day-to-day struggling and indulging in those lifestyles? I don't feel any way about that. Like, if you want to be stupid and dumb, listen to that stuff. Like, if you want to listen to rap music all day long, if you want to listen to music that degrade women, go for it. If that's what you want to do, I'm not going to do it. But if you want to adulterate your mind with that type of music, go ahead. Not my problem, that's yours. What's next here? Folks, are you getting value here tonight? Ugh.
What's next? Any more questions for him before I let you go? If you got value tonight, come with the word value. Value, 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 value. Men, you should have got a ton of value from tonight's rant. Thank you, Apprentice Millionaire. I appreciate that. If the relationship is new with a workaholic, how do you be supportive while communicating what you need as a woman without distraction? Okay. So, first of all, if you were a man that works hard, you should be grateful, because there's a lot of men out there that don't want to work at all. So you should be very, very excited that this man wants to work hard. Okay? Now listen, depending on what this man is trying to do, you and him need to have a conversation. Because if he wants to be a extremely successful entrepreneur, you have to give him his space. That means that it's not going to be always time for true mama. That's just how it is. This is why I recommend men build the business alone. Because women, you know, they want their time. But when you're building a company or a business, well, you're not going to have much of that man's time. So the best way you can support that man is not to stress him out. Don't nag him. Talk with him. Have a conversation with him. Ask him about his goals and his dream and what he wants to do. Okay? And you got to compromise. If you don't compromise, get out. Leave. Okay? Because the worst thing you can do is stress a man out that's trying to become wealthy to take care of you and his family. Does having moments of doubt mean that I don't constantly have positive affirmations in my mind? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Michaela, what did you do after reading the essay from your kid's friend? Did you pull him aside and talk to him?
No, I didn't pull him aside. I embarrassed him in front of everybody. What are you talking about? In front of all the boys that were there. I said, what is this? And let me tell you something. When I say, what is this? Did a fifth grader write this in front of everybody? You know what he did? And his friend just laughed. He wasn't even embarrassed. He just laughed. With his other boys, just laughed. Now, how idiotic is that? How sick is that? They laughed. Hey, man, this is did a fifth grader write this? He laughed. Oh, yeah, I know, man.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, wow.
Hey, listen, men, no competition out here. That's all I got to tell you. There's no competition out here, man. None. Men are laughing about their lack of communication skills. Laughing like it's a joke.
What's next? Your next question for me before I let you go. Did everybody have a good time tonight? Did you learn something tonight? Did you hear something that you can apply to your life tonight? Okay. Let me know. Let me know. Good job, Xana. Sky High Marketing, Slim Bands, One Love, Shuby, Marco, The Apprentice Millionaire. What about the people who become successful from rough lifestyle or criminal lifestyles and have invested and completely transformed their lives? Yeah, what about them? Yeah, they did it. They changed, though. They're not a criminal anymore. They're not doing things that are against the law, obviously. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for joining me tonight. Thank you for
joining another Millionaire Midnight Rant. If you got any value, please hit the share button. Please, if you don't mind, smash the like button a few times as well. Come back to this video. I'm going to post it for you so you can listen to it again. So come back, leave a comment. I do read all the comments. I may not comment on your comment, but I do read all the comments. So if you do decide to comment or share this, I do appreciate you from the top of my heart. But like I said in the beginning, and I'm going to say it again, don't give up. Don't stop. Don't quit. Just keep going. Keep moving forward. You're going to make a ton of mistakes. Okay? You will make a ton of mistakes. You're going to fail miserably, like over and over again. Just get to the point that you get numb to failure. You know, just like whatever. Get to the point that you get so numb as it relates to failure that it doesn't bother you anymore. Okay? Honestly. that it doesn't bother you any longer. Okay? So, thank you for the shares. Much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.